Blog Talk Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, God damn it!
Get the point good.
Enough!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Take like 3 to 5 minutes.
So technically, the show don't start at 9:30.
Actually, technically, the show do start at 9:30. Start as soon as you hear that. You know the jingle.
You knew
you
gonna get
show on the internet.
You knew you gonna get offensive that since he did the intro, right?
Well, in the mortal words of my man,
fuck all y'all.
How about that?
All right. All y'all ain't tripping.
I take offense, goddamn it. All right, y'all, we're going to have a good time tonight. I don't know if y'all checked out the site, but we threw up some new movies on the site. We got the Conjuring. We even threw up a kids movie on there, Epic. You know what I mean? And something else on there. I can't remember what the third one was. Give me a hot second to come back to me. Pacific Rim.
Well, I hope your kids don't go on site and watch that movie.
No, I'm saying, you know how you cleaning up with some shit, and you know the kids mm-hmm. running around. You know what I'm saying? You just log on, start the movie, and then tell them, sit y'all little asses down and watch the movie. And you go mm-hmm. in and do what you got to do. Just make sure you put it on a full screen.
I was about to say, as soon as they click photo.
Oh, shit.
Daddy.
That's why you put it on full screen.
The movie
so
going on.
Exactly. Movie go off, big ass show up on the screen.
Right.
Hey. I'm just giving you an outlet, something to do while you're cleaning up, keep the kids busy. I don't watch a movie.
Daddy, who is Lady Hastic and why does she got her finger up in there?
Oh no. Hey man, I tried, man. I thought about the kids too. It's like going to the drive in. You got three movies free.
Well, think about that. You going to the adult bookstore next time. No kids gonna be on there watching shit.
Hey man, if I had a kid and I was trying to clean up, and I had access to a kid movie, I would pop it on, man. I'd log on, put it on full screen. You know, keep an eye on the TV.
You got how smart these kids are.
Well, that's why you tell them, don't push no damn buttons. Just watch the movie. Sit your ass down and watch the movie.
Would you, if you was a kid?
Especially if they told you, don't push no buttons.
Right. If you told them, don't push it, there's something on here he don't want me to see.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. My mama said, don't push the button. I ain't pushing the damn, fuck that button.
Whatever.
I'm straight.
Talking about you. Then guess you do.
Fuck,
I'll
take the kid movie off there, man. I'll take the kid movie off. Mm-hmm. Damn.
Thank you. That's
I'm just
all.
Trying to. I'm just trying to make the site friendly.
Not kid friendly.
For who?
Something for everybody.
And grown up friendly.
Yeah, over 18, motherfucker.
That's not true.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a lot of grown folks watch kid movies too. Come on now.
Look, police gonna come up on that. Think you're trying to attract kids to your site.
What?
Oh, he a pedophile.
Y'all don't watch Disney movies, right? Y'all don't watch Disney movies.
Yeah,
with the kids. With the kids, I will, but not on that site. I would not take my kids.
Okay. Websites, no, not on
that.
I mean, as soon as you log on to Sin City Radio, you got boobies and ass. As soon as.
And don't appear you got to be 18 or something to be on there anyway.
Man, take that shit off.
This just ain't the fight for it. You know, it just ain't the place. It's not the fact If you want to do that, then start you a little cinema site on the side. And you can put our kind of on there.
Watch your mouth, son.
Watch your mouth, son.
I'm just that one.
Take that shit off, man.
Whatever.
And then y'all got to forgive me. I'm a little bit above the earth right now.
You a little bit what?
I have a toothache, and I'm on medication, so.
So in other words, whatever you say, we can't hold it against you, right?
No, I didn't say I wasn't in my right mind. I said.
No. Keep that. You might say some shit. Now you can say whatever the hell you want. Can't nobody hold it against you.
Oh, well, I mean, disclaimer. Disclaimer.
Hey, there you go. I'm on drugs. Did I say that? Yeah, you said that. Oh, I was on drugs. I told y'all I was on drugs at the beginning.
But I was completely sober when I said no kids movies on SinCityRadio.net.
All right. Well, we passed that. I'm going to take that off.
Okay.
Take all the kids movies off. Fuck the kids.
How long I been saying that?
What's the first kid movie?
I'm just saying, I've been saying fuck kids.
I never liked you anyway, pretty motherfucker.
There you go.
Fuck,
oh shit.
Fucking kids. Fuck them. Fuck them.
You can't say fuck the kids, man.
From
9:30 to 11 on Tuesday and Wednesday,
we can. Fuck the. Okay. I love the kids. The kids is all gravy, baby.
What?
What
is wrong with you, boy?
Okay. Just chill like Billy, man. Anybody got, before we get into the topic, anybody got something they want to get off the chest? Any fuck yous? Nobody got a fuck you?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
I do too.
Fuck the state of, fuck the city of Indianapolis, man. These motherfuckers on some bullshit, man. They trying to tow cars and shit. Motherfucking tow truck company getting over like a fat rat. Fuck you, motherfuckers. You put your motherfucking dick beaters on my caddy, we gonna have a motherfucking problem.
What?
That bastard.
Is this at your house or is it your work or what happened?
You know what? Now, here's the funny part. I was at work and, you know, I work for a complex and these motherfuckers put a sticker on my car. And I'm like, why in the fuck are you putting a sticker on my car? You was parked at the office. I parked at the office because I work here, you motherfucker. Oh, we didn't know that. And fuck you, Vic. I got to send out a fuck you to Vic, dude I work with. He told the motherfuckers that wasn't my car. Rat bastard. He thought the shit was funny.
This shit is funny. Be honest.
I
probably
got my car, so it wouldn't have been.
That's a good one. I'll be sitting back in behind the tree laughing like a motherfucker.
Until
that shit would have been funnier than
a
motherfucker.
Until you see that
I
bark.
I videotape that shit. Shoot that shit to Ashton Kutcher. It's a prank, motherfucker. I got a good one for you.
Okay. You stole my car. Guarantee his would have been
my
fuck up.
My bad. I was just playing.
Well, those are my fucking names.
What's yours, Lick Stow?
What's my what? My prank? My what?
Yo, fuck this you.
Motherfucker high.
Oh, my fuck you. My fuck you goes out to my employers. I mean, I love them. But I have asked her more than once not to put me on the schedule show night. and she keeps doing it, and I don't like it. I mean, because I can listen to the show, but I can't interact.
Liquor store? Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Ain't nobody on no damn cocaine.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You missed it.
I sure did because I'm not going through my nose, honey, baby. The sense.
Don't worry about it. He said you hide in a motherfucker, and I just said cocaine's a hell of a drug. You know, Dave Chappelle. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Why do I?
You gotta. Because you said you was on drugs earlier. That's all.
I did.
You ain't never seen Dave Chappelle's show.
That's what you heard. I said I had a toothache and I was on medication. I didn't say that I was blitzed off my ass. I didn't say that. That's just what you heard.
Once again, cocaine is a hell of a drug. Janine, you got to fuck you.
Shit. I don't know. Fuck everybody. Shit. Sorry.
Fuck everybody.
Present company excluded.
We do go with everybody, right? This a bitch.
Man, she could have gave us a disclaimer on that one. Present company excluded, of course.
It was a joke, people. Jeez. Oh, my goodness. I don't fuck you. Like, that shit. Fuck my daddy for trying to get money for you to be his motherfucking dad right there. Fuck him.
Fuck your daddy?
That's what I just said.
Hey. Fuck the kids, fuck the daddy, shit.
Tonight,
damn.
Family don't matter, huh?
Right, family don't matter.
She's lying. Not in her ass. She said, fuck you, daddy. Trying to get some money for a goddamn family.
Janine, what was the money for?
He a gambler, so ain't no telling.
Okay,
he lost money on the boat or something and needed to pay a bill. Ain't no telling what he needed it for.
Okay.
Hey, baby, you needed it for?
Huh?
What did he tell you he needed it for?
He didn't tell me. After he asked me for the money, and when I said I don't have it, he gonna tell. I said, well, what you need it for? Well, don't worry about it. You ain't got it, so that's all right. Oh, okay, then. That's it. I'm a fucker.
That's the shit I would have said. Don't worry about what I need. You gonna need it or not? Shit, it don't matter what it's for. You do you got it?
Oh well, I said that. I said I just had it first. Well, he needs to call somebody else.
I ain't gonna lie. That would have been my response too. I would have said the exact same thing.
Look, man, you cannot. And that's one thing I've never figured out. Don't if you ask me for my money. I got a right to ask you. I got a right to ask because if you finna spend my money on something, please give me a good line. Don't just tell me no,
exactly.
Like the boat or some shit like that. No, motherfucker, you not getting my money.
Girl,
then you
gonna
say what do it matter? What do it matter? Because hell, it's a good chance that I ain't even finna get this fucking money back.
Ain't that it?
Hey man, well, can I borrow $50, man? I bought $50, dog.
What you need it for?
Huh?
What you need it for?
I got to get some tampons. I got to get some tampons,
man. I ain't got it.
Well, fuck
you,
that's
what I'm saying. People know how to word they shit, too. They know how to say, do you have $50? Can I have it? You know, they don't say, can I borrow the shit? Because that motherfucker know he ain't going to pay the shit back.
That's right. You got to have that word play.
You got
$50.
Oh, you got $50. Hey, you know what? Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. I think was that liquor store just said that? Repeat what you just said, liquor store, because I think that's the most infamous one.
You got $50 on
Right.
Y'all like
wait a minute,
it.
What? That you can get? Hell no. Hell no, I ain't got it. And see, then motherfuckers be like, oh, that motherfucker acting funny. No, you said $50 you can get. You never said $50 you can borrow. I ain't got
$50. For $50 I can hold until you win.
I told dude I wasn't. I was just fucking with him, but I told him I used that one before.
You got 20 out of the hole. Let me hold 20.
I'll
put that motherfucker in your hand to take it right back. You didn't held it.
I know.
I told dude I work with, I said, hey, Carlos Manson, let me get $100. I ain't got to get back. That motherfucker, he thought about it for a second. He was like, hell no.
It's just like with cigarettes, man.
Yeah.
I know y'all not smokers, but
yeah,
I'm
let
a
me
smoker.
Borrow
you
a cigarette. How you gonna borrow a cigarette? Like you gonna see me tomorrow getting my square back like you?
No, my favorite one is this one. You smoking a cigarette, and the motherfucker be like, "Hey, you got an extra cigarette?" I'd be like, "Nope, my pack came with 20. All I had in it was 20. I ain't got no extra." Fuck you. I ain't got no extra cigarette. You got an extra dollar? Extra dollar? What the hell is an extra dollar? You know how the motherfuckers be bagging this shit on the corner? You got an extra dollar?
Man.
What the fuck is an extra dollar?
That's just like spare change.
Right. You got some spare change?
No, I count all. I count all my shit, nigga. I roll my pennies, nigga. What you got?
I don't give them motherfucking shit, man. I don't give them shit.
Hey,
they got more money
line.
Than me in their pocket.
I was at a different liquor store than I work at, and because I live, you know, near one that I don't work by, whatever. And it was this white guy. He was going into the liquor store, and it was three dudes outside. You know, they were panhandling. And the dude got out. The white guy got out of his car. He seen, you know, one of the fellas coming toward him. So before the dude had a chance to say anything, the white dude was like, hey, man, you got a dollar? I died laughing. I thought that was the realest shit I had ever seen.
That's my signature move. As soon as they come, or if they manage to beat me to it, I was just about to ask you for the same thing. Shit, I'm trying to get something extra in here. One motherfucker just looked at me like, you right, motherfucker. Hey, bro, you got 50 cents, man. I was just going to ask you the same damn thing. I'm about 50 cents short on my drink. You got it? That motherfucker looked at me like you ain't even have to say that shit.
I asked
them before they asked me. Or hit him with that other one. Hey, bro, you got about a dollar? Yeah, but I think you kind of nosy to wondering what the fuck is in my pocket. Get the fuck on.
Hey, and what happened to the days where it was just, can I get some change? When did they start getting specific with it? Like, motherfuckers like, hey, you got 40 cents? Or you got 75 cents? Like, really? You going to ask me for specific change? It ain't no more... You know what I'm saying? You got some, you know, some extra change or whatever. Something came real specific with it. Like, really?
Selena, what's happening, baby?
Hey.
What down?
Nothing much. Enjoying this breeze. What y'all talking about?
These begging-ass motherfuckers.
Oh.
Bad handles and bombs and whatnot.
Yeah, all them motherfuckers to be on 4-9, my uncles included. I can't
shut
leave
up,
them
baby.
Out. Nah, I know how they get.
Shit, how double
work.
Your money, though?
How? Mm-hmm. Shit, they ain't never double buy.
He double man, shit.
You family, that's different.
Oh, you talking about, when he borrowing from you.
Right, shit, I don't give nothing away with advice.
Oh, but you got to catch him on that day. You don't catch him on that day, it's a wrap.
I'm talking about midnight, shit.
Hell yeah, as soon as that motherfucker, you got to literally hold him with you. You literally got to keep him held with you, like, all right, look here. motherfucker. Because he will sneak his ass away. Hey, motherfucker. I'm going to run to the store right quick. I'm running right to the store with your bitch ass. You will not get away. I held that motherfucker hostage, dog. I held that motherfucker hostage. That motherfucker got that check on the third. I had that motherfucker with me since that first. It was like, I want to go home. You owe me too much money.
Hell no.
You owe me damn much motherfucking money. And once he gets the trick, it's a wrap.
You know it. But it's funny that y'all talking about that. I met this guy last weekend, and by Tuesday, he texted me and asked me, can he borrow $250?
Wow. Damn. How many drinks you bought me there?
That would have been a delete out the fall, and that's how you got to say, who is this?
Delete? Oh my God. I put him on the block list, so every time he called, it just hang up. He's like, baby, I'm fine.
You are going on the do not.
He's like, I know. And I know I just met you, but do you think you got $250 I can borrow? Oh, my God, I just looked at the phone and went to Mr. Number as fast as I could and blocked that block list. I'm like, wow. Some of these chicks must be goons. Shit, you should have checked my record.
Did he buy? Did he buy you some drinks?
He bought all the drinks. Yeah, he bought me and the girls drinks. So I'm like, yeah, he was a little young dude up in there trying to, you know, flash and shit. And you know me, I'm talking
that's
shit.
What he did.
He
needed
his motherfucking money back.
Also, damn great. What the fuck did I tell him last night to make him think he could get $250? Shit, that scared me.
He got to his car. He looked at his wallet. Oh, I done spent too much on these motherfuckers.
Uh-huh.
Then he looking at you. You driving past. I'm like, all right, I'll talk to you later. She ain't even trying to take me home. 30 motherfuckers. Okay, let me see if I can get my money back.
Shit.
He probably got it from somebody.
Shit.
All right, Selena. He bought drinks for you and your girl.
And my girls all night, shit.
You could have gave him a little taste.
A taste of what?
Yeah. Gave him a little taste.
I gave him some good-ass advice. Shit. Ask is one of these bitches going home before you get to spending all your money in a damn club. Because I wasn't going with your ass. He was cute. You know, he was a very handsome young man, but I mean, shit, they don't do nothing for me. I like man, old, ugly, and dumb. Shit.
Hell no.
Oh my God. But ain't he gotta be old?
I mean, did he at least get the rub on it or something? Did he get smacked the ass or something?
Man, nah. Ain't no smacking no ass for no drinks. Shit. Wasn't nothing but some Patron. He the one was offering. We was buying our own drinks, shit. And he the one said, I got that round.
Whoa, let's back up. Patron is top shelf here.
We bought three rounds ourselves. And then, you know, he just kept on conversating. So we was like, shit, the next one on him. Then he was like, shit, I got it. Then we said, fuck, the next one on you too. You know, we could drink now, shit. And we was drunk.
I'm out.
And we all got in our cars and broke that.
How many friends did you have with you?
Two. Shit, and I had Fadina with me, and you already know. Shit, Fadina throws them back.
That's a big girl. Nah,
this ain't my friend.
Like, I mean, you know.
And
I
y'all
know,
didn't give
you
nothing.
I mean,
you
for one, he wasn't coming at us. We gave him a thank you, a high five, and a, you know, nice meeting you, G.I. Shit.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
Right.
I mean, but you know, I would have bought him a drink. It's no problem. I would have bought him a drink, but shit. I mean, that's all I had to give.
I'm gonna tell you like this. I'd have gotten a car with my dick out. You gonna jack?
I know that's right.
Whatever. Hey.
If he'd have gotten a car with me with his dick out, that'd have been the last damn car he'd have ever got in.
I mean, it's three of y'all. Shit, somebody gonna do something.
We was buying our own drinks. He wanted to act like this little baller. He was in the club by himself. Shit, I don't care. And when I see him again, he gonna buy some more damn drink. That's the type of little dude he is. He got a good job, though. Shit. He got a little good job. He said he did. So, shit, he'll be all right.
He shouldn't have been putting himself out there like that if he didn't have it.
Exactly. Right. Shit. You know, I was flirting with him, so.
I know.
Hey, what Rick Ross say? Pop a Molly in his drinks, he know it.
Yeah. He wanted them little dudes that got dimples and shit, think they can flash that little smile and dimples. You know what I'm saying, Zach? You know what I'm saying?
You know what? You go ahead on with that shit. All right? You know what?
Nobody got time for that.
Right?
Straight up. He's just smiling and skinning and grinning and buying up all the drinks.
For the record,
I don't flash my dimples.
I don't flash.
Oh, I wasn't talking about you. I'm talking about that other dude named Cass with the dimples.
You're so funny.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I was drunk for 2 days off that little dude.
See, that's fucked up.
And sobered up when I got that text. I sobered up when I got that $250 text.
He done lost his job.
Well, that's his fault.
It is. She should have let him borrow the money back.
That's his fault. He shouldn't have been putting it out there.
And Patron won no damn $250. I ain't even had $2.50 to give his ass. I wouldn't have gave him $50, let alone $250. Shit.
Patron is $8 a shot.
Oh, well, I was a Patron queen. I don't care. Shit, I bought three rounds. He bought three. So next time he won't fuck with us then. Tell him to leave us alone.
Shit.
Nobody care about him. Shit.
Somebody gonna give up something.
He probably went home. He probably had a chick at home and went home broke and shit, trying to be a ball in the club. Thought he was gonna come on with us. So shout out to her ass. Broke his ass real quick and sent him home. So I wait. Got my birth certificate.
He should have went to the damn boat. He had a better chance on the boat, huh?
Something shit. He could have went home with one of us. It wasn't me.
Big girl would have gave him a little taste.
Big girl was in there breaking his heart. Shit. He came over there. He tried to talk to all three of us. Shit. He just liked it. My swag.
He tried to get a threesome.
No threesome hopping off. Not for no damn drinks. I mean, shit, you know what the fuck I mean.
I wouldn't say not for the drink, right? A little bit more, maybe.
Right. Try that.
That's fucked up. Listen to Janine back there, Coach.
He ain't got to do nothing.
He ain't got to do nothing. Because I'm a one drink minimum for me. Shit, I buy myself one drink. When I go out after that, everybody has to buy my drink.
Shit, okay. I'll be drunk when I hit the club, so hey. The fuck? He wasn't doing me no goddamn favors. I was going to get popped regardless.
I bet my one drink when I go out with my friends. After that, all types of people buy my drinks. I don't care who the fuck it is. But that don't mean you get shit from me. Shit. It could be you, your friend, the other guy here, the bartender could buy me a drink. Shit, I don't give a fuck, though, because I ain't got to pay for it. I have a one drink minimum. I don't go.
That's cool.
What?
If you want a motherfucker, I said that's cool. If you want a Miller Lite, I ain't got no problem with that. When you talking about give me a blue motherfucker and all that, you do know that's the fucking side of the menu, right?
I wish you would buy me a beer. I wish someone would buy me a damn beer. I don't drink that. But I was, no.
I know.
But that's what I'm saying.
No,
right. That's my damn Miller Lite. Please.
Hey, I do like Father Time. I got, I do like Father Time. I got 40s in the car.
Shit. I left the club with a fifth in the car, so he wasn't doing shit.
You might get a dance. That's the only thing you might get. I might rub my butt on your dick or some shit, but that's about it. Hold on. With that being said, let me ask, I mean, is that just like the teasing and like just see if y'all still got it? What is that? Right. Well, I mean, because what's your name? I didn't see motherfuckers. Okay, I didn't see motherfuckers. Damn, I'd have called them. But all right, fuck him. He pissed me off. But I ain't gonna say no names. But I didn't see my partner. He didn't got on the floor and he didn't did some hard dancing. And motherfucker didn't dance back with him. But then just after the song, it's like, oh, all right, motherfucker, get your ass away from me.
Because he was for dancing purposes. Ain't nobody want to talk to him. He all sweaty and shit. Get your ass down.
All right, now it's the difference between us dancing and us looking like we fucking on the floor.
Yeah. I mean, ain't nobody trying to fuck on the floor, but you know how sometimes you might turn around, your butt might rub up against them or something, but shit.
Right.
I'm going to tell you.
I quit dancing.
You,
I don't know how to dance
you
normal.
You're close up to me and that motherfucker get hard, I'm going to let you know. I'm going to poke you with it every time. Blue. Yeah, blue, excuse me. Blue.
You nasty. You nasty. And thanks for the heads up.
Hey.
I just don't do that.
Hell yeah. I'm a tell, wait a minute. Hey, I'm a bit of bump you so many times. I'll be like, wait a minute, give me just three more. Three more. Oh, okay.
You nasty. He was fucking gross.
Mm. Mm. You ain't gonna be grinding all up on me all night and have my shit hard. Then I'm like, damn, baby, what's up? Nigga, fuck you.
Well, I don't dance. Mm-mm. I don't dance. Days is over. I got bad knees.
Me too, shit. That's what I'm saying. If I'm sitting there trying to keep up, hey, Lord knows, I ain't the most gifted motherfucker when it comes to dancing. So if I could just. If I'm out there and you bumping and grinding all on me, shit, man, I gotta get off the floor, dick hard to the motherfucker. You know, you might wear a little button up. Your shit, you know, you can't pull that shit down and let it cover up. Now you, they like, damn, look at dick all hard.
That is so gross. You ought to be shaming yourself.
Why? Because I'm telling the truth. Shit. Dig hard than a motherfucker. You on the dance floor. Father Time, no shit. He walked off the floor many times. Dig hard.
They do that shit on purpose, man.
Right. Hey, then he like, hey, I'm going to go sit down, dog. I'm like, what the fuck you sitting down for? Hey, I'm just going to sit down. All
right, I need some ice or something. I need some ice. I'm cold.
Why y'all get mad if the girl is willing to go the extra mile?
Hello.
Damn, somebody running? Jason chasing somebody? What the fuck is they running through the woods? Now, all bullshit aside, now. All right, I understand what y'all saying. You know, y'all dancing. You know, fuck it, a dance is a dance. But what, like, Selena, matter of fact, you was there that night. It was one of the two. I can't remember which one it was. The motherfucker kept pulling her pants down. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'll show you the crack. I mean, is you trying to tell me something?
Who did
you
that?
You know, instead of I ain't gonna say the name on which call on the show.
You better hope I don't remember. You know, I'm a drain name drop.
I know, that's why I changed my mind about telling you who it was. But no, the motherfucker kept pulling up fucking pants. Like, she bent over, she dancing, we dancing. And, you know, like, you know how you feel your pants, like, come down a little bit and you pull it up? No, she did the opposite, like, pulled it down a little bit. Like, I'll let you see the crack. Why are you doing giving me none?
That was your invite right there. Yeah. And if it was that easy, did you really want it? Yeah.
Evidently, I shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, hey, I ain't gonna lie. I did double back and grab her hand, but after that, she got mad at me because she said I was dancing with somebody else. So, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I did double. Hey, it was like what? 2 o'clock. God, yeah, she did show me the crack of her.
I know who you talking about.
You were standing right there the whole time.
You know me, shit. I be seeing triple doubles. I probably was standing there, but my damn brain wasn't there. Let me throw a few names. I'm gonna go real fast. Like,
nope.
Oh shit.
I said I'm gonna be lying.
The person I'm thinking about, she don't wear no damn pants, so I know it wasn't her. She don't be with me, do she?
Nah. I inbox her.
All right.
But I'm saying.
Well, yeah, she must, that was your invitation.
But I'm saying, well, why do the girls, like, I ain't saying y'all per se, but, you know, alright, y'all, that ain't y'all thing. I can respect that. I ain't gonna get mad at it. But don't get mad at the girls that's willing. See, y'all
right.
Done talked them out of. What kind of shit is that? You done talked your girl out of it. That's some bullshit.
Out of what? Busting down?
Going home. No, going home. Girl, I'm gonna get to go home with him. Yeah, girl, you stupid. You stupid you go home with his ass.
I don't give a fuck who they go home with.
I mean, but you know the ones that you're talking that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So why do they get upset when like it ain't like that motherfucker didn't ask them to go home? Why are they getting upset?
Right.
The right motherfucker didn't ask them to go home, is that it?
Yeah, because they wanted you to ask them to go home. Not her. So next time, invite the whole damn crew.
That's my motto.
It didn't bother me. It was just at some point, it depended on how many of y'all it was. You know how sometimes y'all come and it's so many of you guys. You know, y'all came together as friends, and then you want to take one of our friends home, and that's fine. But then all of y'all going together, and sometimes we look at it as like safety reasons, you know, or she might be doing something. She's gonna regret something.
We always get the license plates. Mm-hmm. We always get the license plate number.
Here's the thing. Now, what about the ones that shit? They see it 4 or 5 of them. They like, shit, I'll take all y'all motherfuckers on.
That's just nasty. You know the bitch drunk. Leave her alone. Ain't nobody going to say that shit. Come on now.
I didn't. I don't know how much she had to drink. Walking fine to me.
Mm-mm. Okay, well, and again, would you really want to take her home if she wasn't to fucking buzz down everybody, though? Whether it's just a little, whether you don't want to fuck with her like that or what, but I'd be scared. I don't know. Too much shit out here.
Well, I think if you're a female and you get in the car and you know it's two dudes and you going back to the crib, you already know what's going to happen. You prepare for that already. You know what it's going to be like.
Especially with Father Todd, he gonna be knocking at the door butt naked. Hey, you done yet?
Mm-mm.
I'm just saying, man. I mean, if you pick somebody up, you roll them with your boy, y'all pick somebody up. You know what I'm saying? She got her buzz on. Y'all got y'all buzz on. She talking about, well, let's go back to y'all crib. She already know what's going to happen.
Wait a minute, hold on. Is she saying y'all like implore, like, come on, all right, fuck it, let's go back to y'all crib. I'm kicking it with both of y'all.
Ain't y'all already
I ain't saying that she's saying it in those words. I'm saying that she know she going back to my crib and my boy coming too.
Well, no, I'm not, in that case, no, not in all cases, man, dog. You really can't, you really can't say that, you know, all right, well, she came back with both of us. She won't fuck both of us. Maybe she was just that much into you. Well, she just wants to come be with you. No, you can't say that in every case.
Exactly. That's nasty.
Well, I ain't trying to catch
well,
you.
Well, I'm just saying.
Both
females, if you pull them out the club, it's already that type of party anyway.
It's okay, because my face wrapped up.
Girl.
I got like 50 blades in my damn purse, so you just better hope you. I better not fucking sober up by the time your ass come about hitting something. You know, damn well, I ain't to y'all. Trust and believe. You better drop me off. Shit.
Not if you say you coming to the crib.
All right. Let me sober
like,
up, though. I'm just saying.
I got some more drink at the crib. What's up? You down? You say, yeah. Shit, what am I supposed to think? You just coming over to drink? You ain't finna drink up all my shit and then leave.
Oh, my God. What's up with this drink shit?
Nah,
hey,
I didn't say that. He said that for
her. Goddamn right I said it.
I'm not touching
that.
You
was not finna come
right
over
now.
My crib and drink up all my drink and then talking about drop you off. Fuck that.
Oh, cheap ass motherfucker.
You about to be walking.
Oh, my God. See, and that's another thing why girls be, that's why girls be looking out for their damn girls. That shit, what you just said. Shit, I'm about walking.
Yeah, you really didn't help the cause, dogs. You really didn't help the cause.
Nah, you
did.
Hey, man, I'm just saying, you ain't finna come to the crib and drink up all my shit. Talking about thanks. You gonna be at the club next weekend? Hell no.
You'd have been mad at me many a time. Oh, shit, that ain't nothing. I did that plenty of times.
Well,
oh,
now, hold
right
on.
Here. Wait a minute.
Hold on. Let's put a disclaimer on this. Let's put a disclaimer on this. In no way is Father Time saying you'll be a victim of date rape or anything like that. We're not saying that.
No,
I ain't gonna never go that route, but I'm just saying
you
could be walking or catching a cab. That's all I'm saying.
That's fucked up. I'm just saying that's fucked up. Who does?
Okay. How is that fucked up?
Some drink? I bet if I walk home, goddammit, I'm fucking all kinds of shit up on my way out the door. You gonna hate me, you gonna be replacing some shit besides some drinks, shit. Like, damn, how does this girl get a bet? She had with a little bit of pocketbook on her. Yeah, all right.
All right, I'm saying, when I was walking you to the door, I slipped and fell and busted in your head with that bottle. My bad.
I know. You ain't going to walk to the door. You're going to limp to that damn door. Shit.
All right, now, hold on. Wait. Hold on, people. We ain't got to get violent about this.
I'm going to get violent. Shit's making me walk home. Shit.
All right, so what
I
about
mean,
hey,
you knew what type of party it was when you left the club with me. You already knew what type of party it was.
Hold on.
You know what I'm saying? You leave your girls. Let me just make this point. I meet you in a club. You with your girls. I tell you, hey, I'm. You know, we have a nice conversation. We're having a nice time. I invite you back to the crib. You leave your girls at the club and come back home with me. What am I supposed to think? You just coming over to chill?
Yeah, or cuddle or talk.
Cuddle or talk? We just talked at the fucking club. We've been talking all night.
Hey, look. We here at City does not, everybody does not have all the time, values, or views when it comes to dating women coming from the club. Put that out there.
Exactly. Run, bitch, run.
I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. I mean, if you walk out the club with a motherfucker, that's 90% of motherfuckers thinking they about to hit something. That's the whole purpose. I'm not left your friend.
Yeah, but in
I'm
honesty, I'm, yeah, you're right. You're right.
He's very good.
I'm not saying that you're not thinking that.
Damn, don't put the bitch out.
I mean, yeah, right.
Who
you can't put out
the
unless you can. But now, wait a minute. Hold on, man.
651-222-2222. That's the number to the cab.
Daddy, motherfucker.
All right, so that, now hold up. Now wait a minute, man. That brings me to my next question. All right, let's just hypothetically speaking, let's just say Selena, you did give in. I mean, just say you gave in. You fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, is that the sound you make if you give in?
I'm at work. I had to close the door. Crazy.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how y'all do sound. That motherfucker sound like a scary movie.
It is a fucking scary movie on this bitch.
I know,
they
like, oh, Lord, these people
are going to
kill me.
Because I got a story that's something like that, but go ahead.
All right, but then you gave in, you know. But now let's just say we got to the crib about 2:30, 3 o'clock. You said, fuck it, you know when I'm going to give in. All right, we do whatever we do. Let's just say 6:45 roll around. You know, you done fell asleep. You know, you all nice and cuddled up. And I nudge you. Right, it's time for you to go. Are you upset?
Shit, if I'm sleeping, you wake me up, hell yeah, I'm going to be upset.
Well, how long do you
I mean, is you taking me home? Is you taking me home?
Yeah, I'll take you home.
Oh, well, shit, I don't give a damn. Wake me up and take me home. Cool, shit.
Oh, okay. Janine?
Hello?
Are you upset because I woke you up?
Wait, I didn't even hear the question.
Negro, I said, if I didn't hit it and we done fell asleep and at 6:45 I woke you up and I said it's time to go. Are you upset?
Uh huh. No, because I wouldn't have been there anyway when you turned over to wake me up.
You know what? I don't like that shit. Don't leave it tonight. Because then I'll be booking around and think you stole something.
Right, exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't do that. Seriously, do not.
But
do
wait,
that.
I got a story.
Go ahead.
Something like that. Okay, so I left the K one night. I'm going to wrap it up quick. And this guy I met at Pepe's once upon a time, he was in that. He seemed real good. So, shit, I was drinking up. You know, we got the flirt and we danced or whatever. So it was time to go. I'm like, shit, I'm going to leave without doing. So, of course, my girl's like, hell no, you ain't finna leave or whatever. If you is, let us get the license plate number. So they brought them to the truck or whatever. He's from Chicago. We riding in the car, mind you, I was slapped. I was really fucked up. So, shit, I done rolled around. All I know, he said, ain't no vacancy. So I looked up like, where the fuck am I at? So we steady riding. So then I'm like, I looked up. I'm like, how the fuck am I going to get out this car? So I just sat there, sobered up a little bit more. So I said, what the hell, what are we doing? He said, I'm trying to find the hotel. I said, hotel, we can go to Montclair. We went to phone in, of course. So I took him to our girl Tammy's house. I'm like, wait right here. I'm going to open the front door. I got to go through the back. Man, I got there in that damn house and ran to my mom's house. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know that dude stood out there in blue in front of her house for about 4 hours. I just heard him outside. I said, I promise the guy, the mom, and get my little brother and beat his ass. Because why did you feel
I broke
here?
All the windows in that motherfucker. Ain't nobody getting no sleep in that bitch. I'd have broke everything.
But it wasn't my house, though. It wasn't my house. I went behind the house and ran down the street to where the hell I live.
That's the house you went to. That's the house I thought you went to. I'm busting the window before I go.
Yeah, I'm mad. I bet he left the block before everybody got up. That was funny as hell. It's funny now,
that's
but that was actually
funny.
Dangerous. It was dangerous.
There ain't nothing funny about that. You misled that man.
So what? I was drunk. If I'm sleeping, I mean, I was asleep. So why would you even want some old drunk-ass chicken in your damn rack?
Well, let's flip it. How would you like a dude to do you like that?
I ain't driving. I don't know. It wouldn't happen, though. That wouldn't happen. Nah.
That's bogus,
next
man.
Question.
That's foul.
And that shit was funny.
All right,
what's next?
That ain't funny. That was foul. That was wrong.
All right, Now, okay, let me ask, because I had a situation where a motherfucker, you know, I met a motherfucker at the club, and I seen him, and I'm like, all right, well, you know. And they was like, well, you know, can we hang out after the club? And I'm like, well, you know, just call them. But I wound up with somebody else. And a motherfucker got right in front of my house and just stayed there, parked, kept calling my phone, actually fell asleep. This motherfucker fell asleep, so the person that I was with, I let them out the door. I look back. I'm like, she's still right there. Okay, fuck it. I went to bed. Woke up 7:30, about 7:30, 8 o'clock that morning. She was still in her damn car, in there, sitting there asleep. So now, ain't that kind of stalkery?
I don't know how y'all motherfuckers got windows that ain't broke.
Why would you break my window? Shit, I didn't tell you. I didn't say yeah. I just said, she said, I said, call me. Why don't I answer the phone, man? That don't mean come to my house.
I'm breaking windows. My presence is going to be felt one way or another.
Why? I mean, what you breaking windows for, dog?
Exactly.
Because I'm mad than a motherfucker.
I mean,
you come to my house. I said, you can
call my phone. Right. I called you and left you a voicemail saying, I'm on my way. Open the door.
No, see, that's just it. You ain't going to call me.
No.
You ain't going to call me talking about you on your way, motherfucker. No, that don't work.
We ain't dating.
Right.
I'm on my way. Open the door.
What
else? I'll be so unlocked.
All right.
I'm coming in one way or another.
You can meet that police officer when you get here.
Right.
I've been fooling with you.
I'm just saying.
I mean, that's why, I don't know. People overstep their boundaries. Just like men always think, as women, we want y'all to spend the night, and we don't.
Right. Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna tell y'all like this. I felt the harsh reality of that. I did. I didn't know what to say. I was like, what? I'm fucking, hey, fucking dud me like what? I'm like, oh, am I snoring? Motherfucker say, oh, you gotta go.
You want some juice?
Right. Dude, it was a culture shock. I was like, what? So I looked out the window.
Yeah,
thought like,
you just laid it down. She wants your ass out of there as soon as that nut butt fell out of
Yes, I did. She told me I did. She was like, shit. I'm like, all right, well, what's the problem? That motherfucker said, no problem. She just gotta go. I looked out the window. I'm like, it must be like 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. Man, unbeknownst to me that I got drunk really early that day. So when I got to her house, it was like, probably 8:30, 9 o'clock. So, man, it was like 2 in the morning. She was like, you gotta go. Thank you. Thank you.
I try not to laugh. I try to wait till y'all leave. But y'all look so pitiful when y'all got to go.
Yeah, I did. I know I did. I know I did. I was looking like, but what?
And I mean, that don't mean it wasn't good. We just like, that's not what it is. So why, you know, don't spend the night if that's not what it is.
Let me tell you what she told me. She got to check the club before it closed.
She said she had to do
what? Wait a minute. Oh, she said she had to catch the club before it closed.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, what you say? Nigga, I was just waking up ready for round two. This motherfucker was fully dressed. She was like, I let you sleep.
Keep your head home. You rejuvenated her or something.
Hey. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I went to the club too. But I was looking at that mm-hmm. bitch like, you dirty bitch. She really did come to the club.
Look, she didn't leave with nobody else, and that would have been fucked up.
Nah, I didn't see a lead with nobody else. I did not.
Okay.
I didn't see a lead with nobody else, but that motherfucker, she, I, you know, I ain't gonna even lie to y'all. I went to the club just to see if she was there.
Oh my
God. I was hoping she wasn't, because I'm like, well, maybe, you know, she had a boyfriend or something, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker was in the club, electric slide. Now, I said, damn, it's this fucking club. Walk past me like, hey, hey.
I love her. I'm on my friend.
I'm like,
damn.
Hey. Just have my dick in your mouth, and you talking about hey, like you just seen, like you ain't seen me in a month.
So what she was supposed to do?
I don't know. At least make it seem like you gonna suck my dick again or something in the parking lot or something. I was trying to get her to come to the parking lot. Hey, won't you? She said, "No, I'm here with my girls." You dirty.
What's up with you in this parking lot, shit?
Shit. I mean, hey, if you can get it, then get it. You know what? Don't give me that. Man, fuck you done parking lot tip me once or twice too.
Mm-hmm.
Look, she about to say, shut up.
No, because I know you lying.
I know I'm not.
Never seen me in no parking. Let me shut up.
Look, she's a big
out. Shut up. You're silly. Oh, Lord.
Mm. What Jay-Z say? Because you know who. Then what would you know who? I'm going to keep that between me and you.
Shut up. That shit ain't funny. That shit ain't cool. I'm ready to go.
So what you think, dog? You think you can take it, dog, if you got put out?
Huh?
I ain't never got put out, dog. I don't expect to spend a night, man.
You don't?
I got trust issues. No. I got trust issues. I don't spend a night. I mean, I have in my lifetime, but I normally... I don't go there to spend a night. Straight up.
Man, you just hit a motherfucking run, huh?
I mean, I'll sit there and chill. But I'm not gonna spend the night, man. I got trust issues, man. I don't know who the fuck she fucking with.
At
right.
Any time,
I can walk through the door at any time, and I'm in there sleep butt naked.
Nah, that nigga time when he's taking his feet out his pants. His shit at his ankles at all times.
Hey,
no,
you never
okay.
know, man. I just don't.
Hey.
I don't look forward to spending no nights, man.
That one
I don't
got him down to. That one forgot him down to his ankles, his shoes on, and his shirt.
Damn, my back hurts.
I ain't trying to jump out no windows. I'm straight on spending. Now, I'll let a female spend a night at my crib, but I'm not spending a night in no female's crib. Fuck that.
You know what? Just be honest, man. If you got a dude, just let me know that. I can't stand that shit you Nah, I ain't got nobody. Man, here this mom. Who's that knocking on the door? My baby daddy. The baby daddy. How long y'all been broke
shit.
Up? You know what? You know what I can't stand? How long? Yeah. Oh, that's the one. That's the one. We been broke up for 2 weeks. Bitch, y'all just had an argument. Y'all ain't broke up. Now you got to fight this motherfucker on the way out the door. I can't stand that lie. How long y'all been broke up? 2 weeks. How many times he been over here the past 2 weeks? He been over here every day, but I ain't been fucking him.
I mean, well, I can understand that shit. Well, maybe that's not what he did. I mean, you know, we don't stay together, but he stopped by when he did. And so, he so, but I mean, you know, shit, some people have that kind of friendship.
That, wait a minute, that part just blanked out. Could you repeat that?
What? What part? I didn't
hear
it all.
Said.
I said, that's just like me and my children's dad doesn't stay together anymore, you know, but, you know, he still came by or whatever until he abused his young privilege last weekend. So,
you
know,
that, you that's know, we, fine, but at 2, 3 in the morning, what the fuck you coming over at 2 in the morning for?
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're definitely right. No, that wouldn't happen. Hell no.
Right, it's 1:30 in the morning. He knocking on the door. What you doing?
What are
you talking
about?
Y'all broke up. We ain't together
but,
no more.
But sometimes they just used to do that just to try to get some because they think you they baby mama. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell you like this, dog. If you walk in the crib and she pushing the couch to the next to the door, just leave.
Man, you stupid.
You want to go upstairs? Hey, you want to go upstairs? Yeah. Wait a minute. Hold on. Could you help me with this couch? What the fuck? What you mean? Just push it next to the door. Then they take. Because my brother, he be trying to come in. I don't want him in here tonight. No, bitch. That's your baby daddy trying to come in. You done barricaded us up in this motherfucker.
Right, windows got bars on it. Like,
yeah.
Bars on it. It's a nice neighborhood.
Or the other one, they tell you, well, you know what, man, I don't want my mama to know nobody here with me, so don't park right in front of my house.
What? Bitch, you 32. Uh-huh. What the fuck you mean? Your
mama don't? Yeah, okay.
Damn.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
You say what?
That's a red flag.
What did you just say, Selena?
I said, who you been fucking with?
I didn't just seen it, man. I didn't seen it all.
Come on, man.
Just saying, motherfucker, get to doing that shit, and you like, God damn, is you fucking serious? This bitch did not just tell. How about I tell you, man, I can't stand nobody. Do not. The best thing you do is just tell me the truth. Do not lie. Do not lie. If you lie, then we got a problem. I mean, just tell me the truth. Yeah, he still come by. All right, well, shit, now life all the time. Well, come on, let's go find someplace else to go. But you sitting there talking about, nah, he don't come by. He don't do nothing. And this particular day, he just decided to come by.
Right. All the days of the week, he just want to stop by today. Fuck out of here. That motherfucker was over here last night, too. He told you he was coming.
With me, that just happened. I don't know. But I wouldn't have, I'm not going to have it in my own damn apartment. You don't live here. So I'm going to open the door and be like, I got company. And shut the door back.
No, that shit ain't going to work for me.
I'm going to
slam the door.
I'm not with you.
You ain't coming in.
You wasn't sending the kid at no 3 o'clock in the morning trying to show up at my door.
It wasn't nothing about no kids.
I ain't opening open the door. Look, you want the kid, I get a dress real quick. You still going to be standing outside the door, and now you got to take her with you.
I'm walking around the house. I'm peeking in the windows and everything. I'm going to see this.
I'm going to tell you like this. Don't get shot for your kid. I'm not going to get that fight with you. I want to see my kid. All right, so you open that door. Your kid ain't in this room, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a, I'm, hey.
Man, let my daughter mother talk about I got company and close the door on my face. I'm coming up in that motherfucker. I mean, if we had that type of relationship, I'm coming up in there.
Well, somebody, let me ask you, what type of relationship is that type of relationship?
You know, that friends with benefits type shit. You know, y'all still fucking around on the side.
Man, so that's fucked up. She can't even give you a little taste.
Damn, just saying, man. I don't make the rules.
And she's talking about, nigga, that's why we broke up in the first motherfucking place. Because your ass.
I don't know how to abide by the rules. Right. Let's be fair, though. I mean, if vice versa, she came to your crib, you'd be like, man, why you acting stupid?
Exactly.
That's different.
And if a female was to do that to you and your child was over there, and just because that's the child's mama, don't mean she could just walk up in your house.
Hell no.
Exactly. So you can't do that to her.
Why do you think you got the right?
Exactly.
Because he's
so it's not.
That's how it go in my world.
Y'all didn't know that by now? Your world gonna come to an abrupt end real soon. Mm-hmm. You fuck around and keep doing shit like that.
I'm just saying, I want to know who you got around my kids.
Why?
That baby sleep at 3 o'clock in the morning. That baby is
right, ain't nobody around your kid. Your kid in the bed. Ain't nobody around your kid.
Safe and sound, nigga. Safe and sound.
I'm just saying, that's going to be my excuse to get up in there. Well, you got around
my kids. If she was asleep when my company got here, so ain't nobody seen her. She ain't met nobody or none of that.
So what if she dropped the kid off to you? What if she didn't drop the kid off to you? What reason you got to come knocking on her door then?
She needs some clothes. I came back to pick up the clothes for the baby.
Okay, motherfucker, then you can stand outside for that one.
Exactly. Yeah, you still ain't got to come in for that.
Well, why you won't let me in? How come I can't
because
come in? What you saying?
Motherfucker, I'm coming to the door now. Nigga, she busy. Come get the clothes
exactly.
in the morning.
Exactly.
When I brought her to you, I'm pretty sure I brought clothes just in case. You never know what's gonna happen. I mean, that's just happening. I'm not gonna drop the baby off without nothing. I mean, seriously. I'm just saying that's the way it rolls in my world.
Yeah,
pack your bag. I'm gonna take you over to your daddy's house. You ain't got no reason to come snooping around and wondering why I dropped her off or who I'm with or who's at the house.
I want to make sure you're safe.
Boy, boo.
I'm looking out for you.
On,
you my kid's mama.
But
I want to make sure you
come
safe.
Come on, man. Don't. Come on, man. Don't have the world thinking you like that, man. You ain't that bad. I know you ain't.
I plead the fifth.
Damn.
I was fine enough to drop off. What changed in the last hour? I'm good.
I'm just saying, I'm just checking on you, making sure you're okay, that's all. My mama watching the baby. What you doing? That's all I'm saying.
I'm busy. Hey, get the hint.
Hell no, I don't get no hint.
Why did I drop the baby off to you and you dropped the baby off over your mama's house? What is wrong?
Exactly. I bet that to get you to leave when I start going off. The hell, you don't have contact.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I can say the same thing for you.
You wanted to see the baby. I dropped the baby off with you. I dropped the baby off with you so you could see and spend time with your child. I just had the child all week, more than likely.
Or whatever the case, she wants to see you. My mama said, I'm going to see my daddy. So I done called you, and I done said, hey, you know, the baby want to see you. I'm finna bring the baby by And if I decide that I want to have plans after I drop the baby off, then why is that your business?
It's not my business.
You're right.
I wouldn't care what the hell your ass did.
But you want to make sure I'm safe, even though you don't care what I'm doing.
No, I was just, that's a joke. I was joking. But if you was my baby mama and we ain't together, I wouldn't care what you was doing. Ain't none of my business. But I do think I got a right to know who you got around my kid, though. I do have that right. You know what I mean?
Okay. And
you know what, dog? Now with that one, with that one, I got to say, okay, if you ashamed, if you like ashamed of the dude or something, man, you know, then I'm like, well, what's wrong with him, you know, or, you know, because a lot of times, I have been in that situation where I'm like, well, who is he? The motherfucker like, none of your motherfucking business. I don't want to fight the dude. I don't want to do that. I just want to meet him. Now, a lot of times,
right?
Ladies,
what's wrong with that?
A lot of times, you ladies like kind of take that in the wrong context. Like when we just say we want to meet him, not saying y'all per se, but a lot of ladies take that in the wrong context. Like, you know, oh motherfucker, you're jealous? Not, no motherfucker. I just want to know who around my kid.
And I don't see nothing wrong with that.
It don't mean that we actually with the guy. It could be just somebody we sneaking over there at night to get what we get, and then they got to go home. That don't mean the child is around him. He goes one place, you got to go, and that's it.
You see, that was
need for you to meet somebody like that. Now, if it's somebody that's getting ready to move in, and we living together, some shit like that, I mean, that's different.
Yeah, because what if we haven't reached that point in a relationship where, they met the kids there. Like, you know I got kids, and I know you got kids, but we ain't been on ready-made family events and no shit
honestly,
like that.
Honestly, and I know a lot of people probably say that he lying, but honestly, we can have that conversation. If you gave me that conversation, I'm good. I'm good with that. All right, I understand that. You know what I'm saying? But I think, like, in a lot of our cases as men, a lot of women throw it in our face, like, yeah, that's why I got another man and he better than you and this, that, and the other. You know, and it's like, well, okay, if he's someone better than me, let me meet him. You know, if he's such this great guy, let me meet him. But the whole time, that's the scenario what y'all said. This motherfucker probably got y'all just fucking him. You know, but then y'all want to.
I guess maybe then it all boils down to the relationship that you have with your child's, other parent. Like, if you broke up on bad terms, okay, I'm saying the relationship ended on bad terms, that's how y'all going to do one another. But, if it was the kind of,
a
long time ago, and now y'all have kind of, come and realize, okay, well, we still got to be parents, even though we're not together, and y'all just got a, decent parental relationship now. I guess it all depends on the relationship you got with your, with your child's parents.
Okay, all right. With that being said, now I want to ask a question now. I'm going to resort back to Love and Hip Hop. Okay, the one guy, the girl, she was like, you got the popcorn holes and all that shit around here, and when I'm talking, these bitches better shut the fuck up. But then when she got a man, she was telling him, like, you need to butt out. But now, dude went and, like, oh, man, this motherfucker, I done did some searching on him. He was in jail. I think both of them just went too far.
I think that I'll be the first one to say I don't think that shit was scripted, but I believe that was scripted. That shit didn't make no sense. Because how can she be that way around him, but then she get mad at him when he do the same thing she did?
Right.
You're doing the exact same thing. You know what I'm saying? That's bullshit. He got a right to know who around his daughter. He has every, I mean, his son, he got every right to know. You know, if she's dealing with somebody, he has every right to know who she's dealing with, because that person is going to be around his kid.
Okay,
and I don't see nothing wrong with that.
I've got a little story. All right. You tell me how you feel about it. You know, tell me how y'all feel about it. Okay, 2 years into my relationship, my daughter's dad decides to come up to the house acting a fool. And the very first question that was posed when he came to the door and, you know, started acting silly, the very first question was, do you want your daughter? And he said, nah, I ain't here for her, nigga, I'm here for you. Now, you tell me how I'm supposed to look at that type of situation. Now you're taking it too fucking far, because if you really, you know what I'm saying, was here about, you know, on your daughter's behalf or for your child, then you'd have been like, yeah, she coming with me. You're not going to sit up there and tell me, nah, I'm not here for her, I'm here for you. That means you was just there to start some shit.
And he would have got what he was looking for. He would have got just what he was looking for.
That's kind of comparing apples and oranges, though. We're not talking about that fool. We ain't talking about the fool. We're talking about the dude that genuinely wants to know who's around his daughter. He wanted to know who you was around. He didn't care about his daughter. He just wanted to know who you fucking. That's all. On him. But I'm talking about the genuine brother that want to know, who are you fucking with? Who do you have around my kid?
And I dig that.
You know what?
You're talking about 2 o'clock in the morning. You're not talking about where we out at the park or going on, like I said, a ready-made family type of situation. You're talking about in the middle of the night. You know what I'm saying? Your baby is safe and sound. Ain't nobody around her. My company is here with me. And before she wakes up or ever know that anybody was here, that person is going to be gone. And if he is here in the morning, you know what I'm saying? He's going to be behind this bedroom door, and I'm going to take care of what I got to take care of as a mother with my child, and she still ain't never going to know nothing about the nigga.
He's not going to be there in the morning. He's getting the fuck out.
That's the part where it's like, I don't know. It's like with me, I'm going to tell you, it's like, I do, too. I mean, they were young. So, yeah, it's like, you know, I don't want no revolving door around my kids. I don't want my kids, like, you know, seeing this man, seeing that man, seeing that man. Well, you and he ain't going to see him and all. Now, if everybody had the theory that Janine had, like, okay, this motherfucker come when he sleeps, he gone by the time they wake.
Or the kid's not there.
Or the kid's not there. And that's my thing. Now, if you're going to have that type of thing, then let me know it. That's all I ask you. Let me know it. You know what I'm saying?
I got to disagree with you. If you're going to have that type of thing, I don't even want to know. You know what I'm saying? That's on you. But when it's motherfuckers that's meeting my kids, that's when I want to know. I don't give a fuck what you do before that. But if you're gonna get into a serious relationship, I need to know that I need to meet this guy, cause he's gonna be around my kid.
My thing is, I'm gonna try to if that's the case, I'd rather my kids be at my house with me than my kids seeing you running up and down the road with random niggas. And I mean, if that's just how you gonna be, then yeah, you just need to bring me my kids. If that's
what
you feel like,
okay.
I
still have to disagree with you, dog.
I mean, we agree to disagree, because I'm not finna. Dog, my whole thing is this. I'm not finna. I hear what you're saying, but you ain't going
to
change my mind. If that's what the type of person you're going
to
be, I'd rather, hey, well, I'm out here, I'm doing what I want to do. What you mean, why does it matter?
Why does it matter? If we going off of what Janine said. If the kids don't see the dude, no, I don't give a fuck if you run 20 motherfuckers in there. If the kids don't see him,
yeah, but how
often
do
I care?
How often is that? I guarantee you that more times than not, them kids have seen that dude up in there, or them dudes.
Okay, Kaz, let me ask you a question. So that means if that's not the lifestyle you want your child around with me, that means that you're not going to have all kind of random women around the child either, right?
Not at all. Not at all.
Okay, I'm just saying because some niggas feel like it's different, you know, because
I'm going to tell you like this. I got daughters. And I mean, I don't know what they done heard about me, but if you ask any of my daughters will tell you my daddy's nothing like anybody says. That's just bullshit. They only see one side of me. They not going, whatever I do, whatever I'm doing in the streets, going to stay in the streets. My daughters will not see that side of me. I'm not bringing shit around them. I'm not bringing no randoms around them. I'm not bringing them to meet. I'm not going to let them meet nobody that I know is possibly to be gone next week. No, you will not see that.
Who knows? I'm just saying, you know, there's some brothers out there that feel like it's different because, you know, so like he don't want no random niggas up around his kids, but he got random chicks up around him. So, you know,
that's just
brothers out there feel like that's just as bad.
For you to constantly have different women around. I mean, because right now, I mean, when they're young, you the biggest influence in their life. So if they like, okay, well, it's okay because my daddy did it. I mean, you got to look at all types of scenarios like that.
Well, I have to agree with that. I mean, my daughter's 19, and she only know me to mess around with four women in her whole life. So, I mean, not to say that I've messed around with 1,000 different females. But she's only met four. And
we know.
Those were my wife. And one of them was her mama. So I agree with the not having all them random people around your daughter. You know what I'm saying? But if my daughter sleep and a female come by and then she's gone before my daughter wakes up, I don't see the harm in that neither.
I don't think that
harm nobody.
I don't either, but not. I'm just being, let's just be realistic. I mean, granted, you said you the type that, you got trust issues, so therefore, you ain't trying to spend a night. Me, shit, I wake up and kick your fort over, little scrub. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a problem walking past your kid.
At the same time, you can't get mad if your baby mama do that same shit. You can't get mad at her.
You're doing
the same thing.
All right, but my thing is this. Okay, and I'm finna sound real crass right now. That's on her. If she let me do that, then that's on her. If you let me be a random. Let me be a motherfucker that you your kids ain't gonna never see again. Will only see me walking out your motherfucking house at 7 o'clock in the morning. That ain't on me. That's on her. I had nothing to do with that. That's on her. If you sit there and say, okay, this dude, all right, he leaving at 7 o'clock. Shit, kids up watching motherfucking SpongeBob. They see me walk out the door. They don't see nothing else from me. They don't see me and you interact at no other time. But every now and then, they see me walking out their house at 7 o'clock. I mean, shit.
And it is kind of
fucked up.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
That's a fucked up scenario, but then it don't fall on me. It falls on her. I mean, if you let me do this, then that's your fault, not mine. I don't say shit to your kids. I don't speak to your kids. I don't say. You know what? My thing is this, dog. I'm a firm believer of this. I'm really, despite what a lot of people might think, I'm not that type of person. I don't want to. If you feel like that. If that's how you feel like, all right, you can fuck me. You can fuck me and not say shit to my kids and do this, I wouldn't even want to be with you. You're nothing but a random to me. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, think about it. If I didn't walk through there just like that, how many other motherfuckers done walked through there just like that too?
Well, I don't know. <laughs> Ain't nobody. You the Monday, Friday, nigga. Then it's a Tuesday, Thursday, nigga. And then it's a Wednesday, nigga. And a Sunday, nigga. Like, kids don't, they just see somebody leaving every day at 7 o'clock in the morning. Somebody that, you know, ain't never said bye y'all or shit, fix the bowl of cereal or nothing. They ain't sat down and watch cartoons with them or shit. Just in and out, in and out. Yeah, well, see, that couldn't be me.
That couldn't be me, because I'd be like, hey, motherfucker, don't you see me sitting here? You can speak. I'm a bitch.
You talking about if he was a kid?
Right. Kicking down my pillows and shit, and I done worked all night on my fort. You didn't kick my shit down, motherfucker. Then you don't even speak to me? Get your punk ass out of here.
Then you ask your mama smacking the shit out.
Ass, motherfucker? I'm probably going to get my ass whooped, but shit, I'm be like, hey, man, I mean, at least speak to me, dude. God damn. You see me sitting here? You know, I don't know, man. What's
up,
going about your business?
You can't afford over.
Right. I mean, dude, kicking over shit. God damn. Just recognize that I'm here, man. You know, hey, what's up, little man? Ain't going about your business.
Why I got to recognize you that you there? Your mama told me not to.
Right.
Well, but see, me as a kid, I won't know that. I mean, now, when you saying kids, how old are we talking? Are we talking
it
teenagers? Are we talking little shorties?
Don't matter.
Oh, man, if I'm 15, 16, man, you're going to recognize me, mom. You're going to speak to me on your way out the door. Fuck that. You just went and fucked my mama, too?
And what if you be like, all right, Wednesday, nigga, I'll holler. See you next Wednesday, nigga. Then what you going to say?
That's the last time you're going to see me. I'm Wednesday? Well, see, who over here tonight? If I'm Wednesday, that means it's Thursday. If it's Thursday morning, I mean, who is Thursday night? Who's the Thursday night dude? What he look like? I mean, goddamn. I'm not fucking with you no more. If your son say goodbye Wednesday, I ain't fucking with you no more. I'm straight. You know what I mean? He just knows me as Wednesday. I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? You want to see me?
Like,
I guarantee you that. I'm Wednesday. Shut up, bitch. I thought, man, you know what? I would have to go back and question her ass on that shit. Hey, why your son call me Wednesday? That ain't my motherfucking name.
He'd be like, well, technically, nigga, it's Thursday, so I don't owe you shit. I'll talk to you next week. See ya.
She won't see me no more. That's the last one. Thursday morning, that motherfucker ever see me again. Fuck that. I mean, if you living like that, I don't want no parts of you. Straight up, I'm just saying. See, we got a guest in the chat room. What up, guest? 213957. Partner. Well, Miss Lady.
I'm just saying, it's, you know. All right, well, I mean, Janine, let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would you? I mean, if I walk past your child, I don't want no interaction with your kid. I don't want no interaction with your kid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that okay with you?
Of course not.
Right.
Well, let me ask you a question, though, dog. When you say you don't want to, is that your choice or is that the mama's choice? She don't want you to have no interaction.
I mean,
whose choice is?
I guess that. I mean, I guess it's a mutual thing because it's like I'm pretty much like you said. I'm Wednesday. Shit. You know, hey, I'm not here for her kids. I'm not here to show no type of support for her kids. I'm not here to do shit. I'm just here to fuck her and leave.
And that's what I'm saying, and if that's what the situation is, then there's no need for you to be there in the morning.
you do this to me before the kid wakes up.
Wake up. I agree.
And
I agree with you 100% on that.
And I understand. I do too. But like I said, let's face reality. These kids are smarter than what we think they are. Say, we thinking we didn't ease, or, you know, whether the male or female thinking that they didn't ease out the door. The motherfucker looking in the window. Oh, this motherfucker got a nice little car, huh? Yeah,
Yeah, but you know what,
I don't
man?
Like that.
If I was living like that, and I had my daughter living with me, and I'm living like that, and if a female walked out the crib, you know, and my daughter's sitting there, I would be pissed off if she didn't speak to my daughter. That's just me. You know what I mean? All right, we already fucked up because she got up a little earlier than she normally do, so now she know you here. Just speak to her on your way out the door. Hey, how you doing? And keep on, you know, keep it moving. That's just me. I would be mad if you didn't speak to my kid. You know, we fucked up. Now the kid know you there. I mean, just, you know what I'm saying? Recognize the kid. Be like, hey, how you doing? And keep it moving. I'd be pissed off if you didn't speak to my kid. I'd be hot. I mean, hey, I'm just saying. I guess I'm the only motherfucker that think like that, but I'd be hot than a motherfucker. You know, you saw my kid. Just speak to her on your way out the door. We overslept. What do you mean, why?
Why should I speak to your kid?
Because she's sitting there. We already fucked up. We didn't overslept.
No,
you should have been going 2 hours
up.
Ago anyway.
I didn't
so
fuck
now,
up.
So now
fuck
my
up.
Daughter's not
you
eating cereal.
Okay, what kind of relationship do we have? Have we discussed, you know what I'm saying? I think that's, you know, I don't know, Cass, is that where you're coming from? Like, if y'all just fucking and you know that's all you're doing, why should you speak to the kid? But if y'all talking and, you know, seriously considering a relationship, you know,
no,
man,
it ain't even got to be like that. We ain't even got to be on a relationship type shit.
No, I'm
if
wondering
we fucked
if,
up and
Cass,
overslept,
if that's how he's seeing it. I see what you're saying. I'm wondering if that's how Kaz is seeing it.
If y'all put me in that predicament, then yeah, that's how I'm looking at it. I ain't got nothing to do with your kid. I mean, you got to explain this to your kid, not me.
I just totally disagree with that.
I mean, no,
you'd have to agree to disagree on that one. I think you should speak anyway.
You know why I'm saying this? It's because this is what everybody said. Well, hey, look, if you just there for a fuck, you there for a fuck. I ain't there for nothing else.
Yeah, but it shouldn't even matter, man. If you fucked up, I'm not saying you per se. I'm just saying if a person fucked up, we overslept. Now the kids are woke. They eating cereal and shit. You know, the person might have 2-3 kids. They all up watching cartoons and shit. And then here you come just walking out the door and just walk right through them. Like, get your little ass out the way. I'm going to way out the door. I mean, come on. You can't sit there and say, hey, how y'all doing? And keep on going? I don't see nothing wrong with that.
This goes back to the point that I tried to make earlier. Don't deal with no motherfucker that's going to act like that.
Exactly.
But you don't know. If we're using Janine's scenario as far as saying that you're gone before the kids wake up, now the kids are woke. Now that's a whole new situation. You know what I'm saying? Y'all been creeping for months, and the kids never knew. Now all of a sudden, you oversleep. Now the kids are woke.
Once again. Don't deal with a motherfucker that you don't know. You don't act like that. That's been my whole point. That's been my
point. You don't know.
If you don't see no reason why that child should meet your children, then don't deal with that person. Don't bring that person to your home.
Exactly. No, if that's the case,
y'all missing my whole point.
I'm not missing your whole point. See, I've been saying that shit just to be. I've been saying this shit to sound so crash and so harsh because the reality of it is you don't want no motherfucker like that. You don't want no motherfucker. Why would you want a motherfucker that your kids can't see? We're not kids anymore. So why would you want a motherfucker that your kids can't see? Your kids ain't no infants. Your kids ain't no toddlers. You know what I'm saying? Why would you want to be, if a motherfucker with that frame of mind, like, look, I don't want to see your kids, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that, why would you be around them?
And why would you
be, I mean, I understand what you're saying. That, I mean, that's just the point I was trying to make. Because I came off sounding like the biggest asshole. But at the same time, that's what a motherfucker telling me.
No, I didn't never date or mess around with nobody that acted like that. It was just that I chose
exactly.
not to let them see my kids, but they wasn't just assholes or nothing. If they did, if I would have allowed them to see my kids, they wouldn't have, they sure wouldn't have treated my kids like shit.
And
so,
that's my whole point. That's the only point I was trying to make. That's it. That's it, and that's all. Well, you know what? I think this is a rather good discussion.
I agree.
I think we need to pick up on it tomorrow.
Know your role and shut your mouth.
Anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
Janine, you got any last words before we go, honey?
Yes, y'all,
it's
a good show. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed myself, and I will be on here tomorrow.
On time.
I'm always on time.
You ain't Jesus. What the hell you been? You always on time. I might not be there when you want me there, but I'm not always there on time. You ain't Jesus, motherfucker. What is you talking
about? Come on, Janine.
Yeah, whatever. Look at Stone. These last words. Crazy ass.
Yeah, you know, I enjoyed myself. It was a good show tonight. I will be here tomorrow, but I will not be able to join y'all because I have to work. But I will be listening, and
yeah, it's awesome. We can call you all kind of things, and you can't say shit.
Oh, yeah. I and I know how to get in contact with everybody on here.
You're going to be all kind of motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. All
right, big homie, what you got for us?
Man, I thought it was a good show, and I think we can pick up on this tomorrow. And thank everybody for calling in. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Check out the site. We got some new movies up there. I'm going to take the kid movie down since everybody had a problem with it. Mm-hmm. SinCityRadio.Ning.com, SinCityRadio.net.
There we are. Peace.